2017 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Look who I have. Former Packers center, Larry
Big
McCarron.
Deal. Very popular in the Twin Cities,
this is,
I'm sure.
Well, we want to, you know, they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer,
right.
Okay?
Maybe I fit category B.
I don't know. Well, you're our friend, but, right. you know, the Packers and Vikings are friendly enemies, okay? This is the Packers version of Pete Bursich, okay? He does their games with Wayne Larrabee on the radio. You analyze the games.
Yeah.
We were in the news.
That's what I'm supposed to do anyway.
I think you do a pretty good job.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
We were in the news entering the combine here. Adrian Peterson, his contract not being the option not being picked up. He could still come back, but let's say he's not. What are your memories of Adrian Peterson? You called a lot of games of his.
Well, he's a special, special player. I mean, he's one of those guys. It's like, what planet did you grow up on? I mean, you are just so head and shoulders above everybody. I mean, one of those guys, like, you know, maybe it goes back into my era, like, watching Earl Campbell or something like that, and an individual running back that, because of his own individual greatness, can actually wear the opponent down. And I saw Adrian Peterson do it to other teams, saw him do it to the Green Bay Packers. Just a unique player, and one of those guys, I will say, where, you know, for try-hard slobs like myself, it's a privilege to watch him play. He's one of he fits in that category.
It matters when someone like Larry says that. You denigrated yourself. This is a Packers Hall of Famer right here, played in 162 straight games. So
When they were bad.
Bad teams.
You know, those 70s and 80s people in Wisconsin say we never want to go back to that time. Yeah. I was part of it. Well, I was one of the big reasons why.
You were the best part of it.
Enough of me.
You were the best part of it. Who do you remember playing against when it comes to Vikings?
Oh, the Vikings. They were big-time stuff. Alan Page,
yeah.
Jim Marshall, Carl Eller, Gary Larson, ooh, Doug Sutherland, Jeff Seaman,
yeah,
the middle linebacker, Scott Studwell. I remember all those. Matt Blair, Paul Krause. I mean, I remember I almost gave you the entire Minnesota Vikings starting lineup, but that was one of those moments, I'll be honest with you, playing at the old Met. And you're a second-year player, and I'm starting for the first time, you know. And there's the purple people eaters over there, and the smoke's coming out of those helmets and stuff. You know, no heaters on the bench with Bud Grant. And it was like, I was a young kid, and I think, this is like the real NFL. This is the real deal over here.
Yeah, the Vikings and Packers had some good games back in those days, and we had a good game at U.S. Bank Stadium early in the season.
You guys play well.
Yeah, you guys kind of ran away from us in the second game, and then you guys went on a nice little playoff run. What was the season like for you?
Well, you described it pretty well. It took a while for the Green Bay Packers to kind of hit their stride. It started okay. I mean, going over there for the opening night, that's tough duty on anybody, and let's face it, the Minnesota Vikings were a formidable team, especially early in the year, and it's a tough league, you know, and to keep it going all season long is difficult. Packers found that out. They had their rough going fairly early, but they're 4-6, and Aaron Rodgers says, I think we can run the table, and by golly, they did win 8 in a row, and I never thought when they were 4-6 they're going to end up in really the Final Four, the NFC Championship game, so a heck of a ride, and it's hard. It just is a great illustration. It's such a week-to-week league, and it's not all that big a deal to fall on the wrong or the right side of the fence, and once you start falling, you know, winning is a habit, but unfortunately so is losing, and we've all seen that.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings were 4-2 in games decided by 6 points or less in 15, and we won the division. We were 2-4 in those games last year, and you guys won the division, and sometimes it just comes down to that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so the margin between winning, losing, good, bad, yeah. I mean, it's so small, and you look at, you know, teams that win consistently, you know, and the Green Bay Packers, you know, we've been on a terrific ride. We've had great quarterbacks for a couple decades now, yeah. but there's not a lot of, I don't think, between the top and the bottom, not a lot of difference, but it is so difficult in the NFL to win all the time. It is such a tough league. I mean, like, you can't take any week for granted. And, you know, people talk about, oh, 8-game winning streak. Hey, it's hard to win one in a row sometimes, depending on what's going on with your own team.
Yeah, well, and all the stuff that happens in the offseason, the draft picks and the free agent signings and all of that, and you think it makes a huge difference, and then it comes down to three-point games sometimes, like we had against you, you know, early in the season. So it's always fun to talk to you. Pleasure to talk to you, Larry.
Good to see
you.
Yeah,
good to see you, too.
Combine every year.
Yeah, I love it. It's always fun to get to stay in touch and talk to you. So thanks for all you do for the Packers and the Vikings and the rivalry. You're a great player. Fun to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Larry McCarron, everyone. That's it for this interview, but many more coming from the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. So stay tuned to Vikings.com.